Hi, you're listening to Room 208's bonus show, April 10th, 2006. This bonus show is a talk with Maine Senator Susan Collins. The whole third and fourth graders of our school went down to the school cafeteria and listened to what Senator Collins had to say. You will hear a few questions kids had to ask. Hope you like it. Here it is.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning!
Okay, could everybody pay very close attention? We have a very special guest here today to talk to you about government. We have Senator Susan Collins to talk to all of our third and fourth grade students about government. And here she is.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here at your school, and I want to thank Mrs. Foley for inviting me. And it's great to see my old friend Mrs. Oakes here today, too. You've got great teachers at this school. That is something that I know for sure. I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about how I got to be in the United States Senate. Now, who can tell me how many people are in the Senate? Does someone know that?
100.
Very good. There are 100. And so how many people are in the Senate from each state? Yes.
Two.
That's right. That's great. Boy, I can tell you're studying hard. Now, I grew up in Aroostook County, way, way, way up there. And I grew up in Caribou, which is a little bit, yeah, back there, a little further over. And can you tell me what county you're in?
York
County, that's right, way down there. So I grew up at the whole opposite part of the state from where you are. Now, can anyone tell me what they grow in Aroostook County? Does anyone know? Yes. Potatoes, very good. That's right. Well, when I was growing up in Aroostook County, and I was just a little bit older than you, when I was a fifth grader, I used to, every fall, for 3 weeks, go pick potatoes. And the school, we'd go back into school in August, and then we would recess for 3 weeks, and everybody went out and picked potatoes. It was really hard work, back-breaking work. But it taught me to work very, very hard. And it was nice because it helped the farmers get their crop in before it got too cold and before the potatoes froze in the ground. So everybody helped out. Well, I have to tell you, when I was growing up in Caribou in Aroostook County, I never would have guessed that someday I'd be in the United States Senate. And what I've learned is that there are several keys to success, to be whatever you want to be when you grow up. The first is you have to get a good education. That's really important. So you have to become good readers. Now, how many of you like to read? Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I love to read, and I read every single night before I go to sleep. Do any of you do that? Quite a few. That's great. Well, I just love to read. So being a good reader allows you to get a good education, and that is a key to success. The second key is you can't give up. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to work hard and keep going. Now, the first time that I ran for public office, and Mrs. Oakes used to help me on that, I ran for governor, and I won the first election, the primary election. But did I win the election? Have I ever been governor? That's right, not yet anyway. So, when I ran for governor in the fall, I not only got beat, I got clobbered. I got clobbered. But I didn't give up on my dream, because my dream was to serve the people of our whole state in Washington or in Augusta, but to serve them as an elected official. And so then I ran for the Senate, and that time, back in 1996, I won. And then I was reelected to the Senate in 2002. But you know, along the way, when I was deciding whether to run for public office, there were people who encouraged me, but then there were people who said, oh, you can't do it. So do you ever have that happen when you want something? Some people encourage you and say, go for it, and some try to discourage you. And that's why you have to believe in yourself. You have to get a good education, work hard, and never give up. And if you do those three things, work hard, get a good education, never give up, you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. If I can go from Caribou, Maine to the United States Senate, it really means that everything is possible for you. Now, I understand that you have some questions for me. Is that right? So who would like to start off some questions? Yes.
When you first got your job, did you have to work your way up to legislator?
When I had my first job, did I have to work my way up as legislator? That's a great question. Yes, I did. First, I worked for someone who was a senator, Bill Cohen, and I hold his seat now, and I did that for 12 years. Then I worked in state government for 5 years, and I worked in a bunch of different jobs, including at a small college called Husson College in Bangor right before I was elected to the Senate. So I did work my way up. And you know, you still work your way up in the United States Senate. When I first started out, I was a very junior member, and now I'm the chairman of a powerful committee called Homeland Security. So I worked my way up to get to the Senate, and then I worked my way up in the Senate. Yes?
What does legislator mean?
A very good question. When you legislate, you make the laws of our country and or of our state. But I'm a federal legislator, so legislator really means lawmaker. And laws apply to all sorts of things. For example, a law decides how many taxes and how much tax your parents are going to pay. Laws decide how much money comes to the school. Laws decide whether there are grants for you to go to college. That's something I really strongly support. Should I tell you about a law that I wrote?
Yeah.
A law that I wrote and that I'm very proud of gives a $250 tax break if your teachers buy school supplies for their classroom out of their own pockets. Thank you. That's my law. And you know how that came about? I started talking to friends of mine who were teachers, and I noticed they were forever buying things for their students and for their classrooms all the time. And I thought, you know, that's a really nice thing, and we ought to give them some sort of little thank you. And so I wrote a law giving them a tax break. Yes. The first person I ran against when I was running for governor were seven other people in a Republican primary. But in the general election, the first time I ran in a general election, it was Angus King and Joe Brennan. And Angus King won, and he did a good job as governor. So he was the first time. Yes?
When did you figure out that what you wanted to do?
a great question. When did I figure out what I wanted to do for a job? Well, when I was your age, I wanted to be a librarian, a teacher, a ballerina. I wanted, a little bit later, I wanted to be a dentist. I wanted to be an archaeologist. So I wanted to be all sorts of things when I was growing up. And that's good, because you never know what's going to be something you'd really like and be good at. When I was in high school, I was on the student council, and I was president of the student council, and I started getting very involved in the school and in government through the student council. Then in college, skip back to high school. Probably one of the things that set me on the path to being a senator was when I was a high school senior, I went to Washington and I met with my senator, Margaret Chase Smith. And that was a real inspiration to me. Yes? No, I'm not. That's a good question. We're going to elect our governor this year in Maine. The person who's going to be governor is this year. And I still have two more years in my term in the Senate. Does anyone know how many years a senator's elected for? Yes. Very good. That's excellent. 6 years. That's the longest term in American politics before you have to seek re-election. Yes? What's my favorite part of my job? Well, one of my favorite things is visiting schools. This is my second visit to the Wells School, but you have a far prettier school this time. And I love visiting schools. I've visited 127 schools in Maine. Another thing I love about my job is getting people to work together. So I work with Republicans and Democrats and try to get them to work together. Another exciting part of my job is I've had the opportunity to travel to very exciting places, and I want to show you one of them. Let's see. You want to come help me? Can you hold the globe up for me? And we're going to hold it upside down. Who can tell me what continent this is? Yes. Very good. Boy, you all know all the answers. It's Antarctica. So, thank you. In January of this year, I went all the way to Antarctica. Now, what lives in Antarctica? Can someone tell me? That's right. And I saw the Adélie penguins. They're about this high. They're not the tall ones, like the emperor ones. They're about that high. They're really cute. There were thousands of them at what's called a rookery. But here's something you probably don't know about. They're stinky. They're stinky. Can anyone guess what they smell like? Yes. That's right. They smell sort of like rotten fish. So it's not a really nice smell. But they are really cute. And I was able to get pretty close to them, probably from here to the back of the room. I was that close to them. So that was pretty exciting. But we went to Antarctica to study global warming and climate change, and that was really interesting. And I met scientists from Maine there. So more questions, yes. How do you get hurt if there are 100 people in the Senate? That's an excellent question. There's a very elaborate set of rules that you have to follow, and it's called parliamentary procedure, and you have to seek recognition, you have to seek permission to talk. there is a presiding officer, there's a person who calls on people, but there are strict rules on who can speak when. It's not just necessarily a free-for-all. And you can't just go to the floor and decide that you're going to speak. You have to say, Mr. President, and be called upon to speak. So that's a good question. We debate, but it's pretty strict on how you do it. You can't just start talking to one another on the floor. You have to talk through the chairman, through the presiding officer, and debate that way. It's very formal, very formal. Yes. Yes.
Will I ever run for president?
I don't think so. But you never know what the future might bring. I am supporting one of my Senate colleagues for president. His name's John McCain. I don't know whether you've heard of him. He represents the state of Arizona, and I'm one of his four advisors. Yes. I've been to every county in Maine many, many times. I've probably been to almost every town in Maine, pretty close to it. I've had the opportunity to go to foreign countries. I'm on the Armed Services Committee, so I go visit our troops. So I've been to Iraq twice, and Afghanistan, and Korea to visit our troops. Yes. Yes. My favorite thing about the job is feeling that I've helped people. That makes me feel very good. It's very exciting when I'm able to write a law or help someone who's having trouble with a federal agency or get some money for an area. For example, I've been able to get millions of dollars to help the Rachel Carson Wildlife Refuge, which is near here. Have any of you visited that? Yes, quite a few. And that makes me feel good when I feel I can make a difference. As the legislator, my job is to represent the people of Maine and Washington, to be their voice. So when I am trying to decide how to vote on something, the first question I always ask is, how does this affect the people of Maine? Is it a good impact, or is it a bad impact, or is there no impact? But that's my job, is to represent the people of Maine. And speaking of voting, I have never missed a roll call vote in 10 years. I've cast over 3,000 votes. Yes. Yes. That's like perfect attendance.
What's your favorite place you've been in the job?
What's my favorite place that I've been to? Boy. That's a hard question. Well, Maine's my favorite place in the world, and it's the most beautiful place in the world. Probably, it wasn't my favorite place, but probably the most interesting place that I've been is Antarctica. But I've also been way up here in the Arctic Circle. Let's see if I can find this. To this island, way, way up here. And that was really interesting also. Yes. Good question. The question is, couldn't I make a law about how much people are charging other people, such as for gasoline? And because that's a good question, because gas prices are so high, and that makes it really hard and expensive for people who have to drive a lot for their jobs or to get to their jobs. So that is an important question. Usually in our country, we don't make laws telling people how much they can charge, because we have what's called a free market economy, so we don't usually put price controls. We don't usually tell them how much they could charge. But what I think is that we should take away from the gasoline companies all of their tax breaks and special subsidies. I don't think they should get that. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask if you've already asked a question to not put your hand up again, because I want to make sure everybody has a chance. I can hear.
You have to dress a certain way.
Excuse me. Do you have to dress a certain way? You don't have a uniform in the Senate, although that might be an interesting idea to do. But generally, you have to, you can't, yes, the answer is yes. For example, you can't wear jeans on the Senate floor, and women can't wear sleeveless, neither men or women, you can't wear sleeveless dresses. So there is a dress code. You do have to dress a certain way. But, you know, I think that's okay, because I think you should look proper and dignified for what is an important job. Yes. What was my favorite
town?
Oh, gee. well, probably the town that I feel closest about is my hometown of Caribou. Because, you know, if you grow up somewhere, you're born there and grew up there and went to school there and graduated from high school there, you have a warm place in your heart. But I live in Bangor now, which is in Penobscot County. That's where I live now, not so far north. Yes?
How many laws have I made?
I don't have a count, but a lot of them. Sometimes a law becomes, or an idea becomes law as a separate piece of legislation, but a lot of times it's part of a bigger bill where you add your bill to the bigger one, and that's why it's hard to count. But there have been a lot of them. Yes. How do you make a law? Now that's a good question. Well, you come up with an idea. Remember how I told you that I got the idea for the tax break for teachers by talking to teachers who told me how much money they were spending out of their own pocket? So I took that idea and I thought, how can I make that into a law? And I talked with my staff, with other teachers, and decided that a $250 tax break would be the way to do it. And then I wrote the law, literally, drafted the bill. The bill is introduced. It's referred to a committee. The committee holds hearings on it, usually, debates it. They can change the law somewhat, the legislation somewhat, or just approve it, or they can turn it down. And then many bills never get out of committee in the United States Senate. The vast majority of them never get out of committee. But for the small number that do, it then goes to the Senate floor. The Senate debates it, changes it if they want. That's called amending it. And then passes it or refuses to pass it. And then it goes on to the House, where the same process happens. A lot of times the House and the Senate produce two different versions of the bill, and then it has to go to a special committee called a conference committee to work out the two versions of the bill. But even if a bill is passed by the House and the Senate, does it automatically become law then? No. What has to happen? Yes. That's exactly right. The president has to sign it. What is it called when the president doesn't like a bill and he sends it back? Yes, a veto. That's exactly right. So that's how a bill becomes law. Yes. Yeah.
This is my 10th year. So remember we talked earlier that it's a 6-year term? So I'm in my second term right now. Yes. No, sadly enough. A lot of my colleagues are. I do make a good income now, but I have a house in Bangor and a place to live in Washington, too. So, and I have 2 cars, so it goes fast. Yes. Oh, what a great question. The question is, if I could change anything about my job, what would I change? I would try to change it so that I liked flying on small planes better than I do. I come home to Maine every week. I go down to Washington, and then I come back to Maine. Right now we're on recess, but normally I come back to Maine on Fridays, go back on Sundays. And that constant travel on smaller planes is not my favorite part of the job.
I'm sorry, we're only going to have to take one more question.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
Thank you. Yes, in the purple. Oh, what's my favorite animal that I've seen anywhere? I've got to say, well, are penguins considered an animal? They're a bird, I guess, aren't they? The penguins were my favorite to see because I realized how lucky I was to see them. Very few people get to see penguins in real life in their natural environment. So that was really special to me. And they really are cute, even if they are stinky. So, thank you.
I guess it's time to say goodbye to some of your colleagues.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, boys and girls. You asked wonderful questions. I hope you remember the advice I gave you at the very beginning. You can be whatever you want to be, as long as you get a good education, you work hard, and you believe in yourself and never give up, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed that. Thanks, Senator Collins, for the talk. My favorite thing that I learned was she has to fly to get to work. Did you like it? Tell us at bobsprinkle.com. Bye.